The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, August the 30th. And 2024 and 7:05 in the morning right here on Free Fire Radio in KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Wow.
With Carl and Linda Bott streaming live at KCNR1460.com and phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And yes, the last Friday.
Oh my gosh. Well, in August.
August is gone.
Yeah. Your birthday, your granddaughter's birthday, your daughter's milestone birthday, my best friend's birthday. What is it about August?
Well, you know, it's kind of cool to be.
I guess if you're going cool to. What's the word we want to use?
Born in August.
Bunking up? Something like that.
I don't know.
Use your imagination.
Christina,
happy Friday.
Christina, good morning.
Very good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. And
you always ask, Carl, what day of the week, what day of the year, special designated day is today?
The most spicy year I ever have.
The most special year you've ever had.
Yes,
but do
sure.
We have like a national day?
Yes, we do. And you know, there's so many like cool days, I don't know even what to choose. Today is National Toasted Marshmallow Day, which is super American, and I really, really love toasted marshmallows. Today is also National Beach Day, as the last, almost last day of August.
Ooh.
And also National Grief Awareness Day.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, we got beach, marshmallows, and grief.
Okay.
And they kind of all go together.
Yes, I agree.
You know, you can, one goes with the other, and the other goes with the other, and contemplating as you're roasting your marshmallows on the beach. Dealing with your, whatever you're grieving. And we're always grieving something, and it's the truth, you know.
I'm not always grieving something.
Well, every day there's usually something of a reflection, shall we say.
Okay, reflection.
That maybe is a sad, missing a parent, missing a friend, you know, missing somebody that died in service. You know, I mean, there's a reflection every day that's a little bit of a sadness that happens. But let's give you an update of the weather. And I don't mean that in a way that's morose. I just mean that this is a human condition. Okay? And we're happy to be alive. Today, 100 degrees. It's currently 61 degrees. Good morning, everyone. How are you? It's the 30th again. 61 degrees. If you're just putting your toes on the floor, getting out of bed, doing that stretch, turning the radio on, we want to wish you a beautiful day. It's going to be around 100 degrees today. Sunny skies. We do have a little bit of like 5 miles per hour in the wind. It was beautiful and clear this morning. The moon was out when I took my walk. You know, clear skies. I can always tell right then. 71, our overnight low. Saturday calls for 99 and 93 on Sunday, Labor Day, for those of you who have the day off. And I think it's a national holiday as well. 90 degrees and Tuesday will be 97. And if you hear that little pounding on the table, that's because we have our pet of the week. Let's first bring our sponsor thank you, which is Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they always give the seniors and the veterans, because it is a veteran-owned business, and they do love our community so much. Shasta Gas Propane, 6054. What is it again? I'm sorry.
530-365-2793.
Okay.
Senior and veterans discount.
Yeah, I put a 530 in front of it. It kind of threw me off. So 365-2793 is kind of like that lyrical content. Good morning, Katrina. You've got your hands full from Haven Humane and our pet of the week. Who do we have today?
Good morning. I brought with me Davis.
Davis.
He's been very distracted because he saw one of Buford's toys and he decided that he really wants that more than his toy
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I tried to clear the deck before he got here. I got Buford in the office. Buford saw him. They said, ooh, we're going to let him run around at the doggy park or something.
Right.
Okay, so you have Davis.
Davis is about 2 years old. I think he's like a hound mix. He's very ambiguous looking, but he definitely has that like coarse, wiry fur and a little bit of a beard. And he always is following his nose everywhere he goes. And
but he looks like a hound. He looks like kind of.
Go ahead. Yeah, you know he's got a little bit. He's high energy.
He definitely is. He just knocked down a stool. We're good.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, we're good.
I saw it. It was fine. He is a hound. He looks kind of almost like one of those English fox hunting hounds in that, yeah, in the way he looks. Yeah, he's got the little wiry beard on his face. It doesn't cover his whole face. It's like your hairs.
Yeah.
But he is, how old is he?
He's about 2 years old.
Okay, so he's got lots of energy, and he's still kind of a growing type puppy. Not growing bigger, but his mind is growing. So, yeah. So, how long have you had Max?
Davis.
Davis.
He could be a Max. Who knows? We've had him about 2 months.
Okay. And so he just came in off the street.
He did come in as a stray, unfortunately. Yeah. And he's been really happy. He's just a very happy dog, very exuberant with everybody he meets. As you guys can see, though, he definitely needs a very active home or a home that's going to work with him. He's definitely the kind of dog that, like, wants something to do.
Yeah. But I tell you what, you take him out on a walk, and you can probably walk if you like to walk. He'll walk as long as you want to walk, I would think.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's got like that. So what else is going on around Haven Humane?
Of course, we have Bark, Wine, and Brew coming up.
Sold out.
That's in October.
I love it.
I know the October main 5th. Thing that we're asking for are we try to make, you know, raffle baskets. So any, like, items you can donate, or if you own a business and would like to participate in that and, you know, put items in there for raffle, you can always contact us at havenhumane.org or give us a call at 530-241-1653.
Okay. Well, Davis is a good dog. This is a, he's brown. Is he brown and white?
Yeah,
brown and white. He looks like one of those.
A bird dog.
Well, yeah.
He's like a bird dog hound.
Yes. I could see that in there. And I'm not sure about the wiry face. So somewhere in his DNA, I'm sure there is a terrier. But he's got
a cute face.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's got a white
face. He's got a little bit of shepherd there with those little, those beauty marks on each side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a handsome dog. Yeah. And he's done good with kids and other dogs.
Yeah.
He's just a really friendly guy.
Yeah, he is. You can see right now.
Yeah, he's just up here saying, I'm happy. I'm out for a walk.
We always like it when you come, Katrina, and we highlight Pet of the Week. And we love, because as soon as you leave, we're going to bring Buford out. And, Buford gets along with other dogs. But on a leash in the studio right now, I just don't want to deal with it. But anyway, so we did adopt our Buford through you coming in with Buford. You chose Buford. If it wasn't for you bringing in Pet of the Week, we wouldn't have we have a lovely dog that we just can't imagine our family being without. So we encourage
people to come down.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you're looking for that perfect pet, whether it's a dog or a cat, or two pot-bellied pigs that you have down there. Go on down to Haven Humane, and plus all the different things that they offer down there, pet spaying, vaccinations, everything. So, thanks very much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, guys.
Good luck.
All right.
Davis.
Yeah, Davis. Good luck, Davis. And we'll see you next week, of course, with our Pet of the Week. Christina takes a picture of each Pet of the Week and posts it.
So
you can see.
Yeah,
you can go to KCNR 1460 right now and see.
It's right there right now.
Is he posted every day that you leave and you do your Pet of the Week on the Haven Humane site?
Yeah, he gets posted like on our Facebook page.
Yes, yeah, okay, there you go. See, there's two places that you can see this wonderful specimen.
He's laying on my feet now.
Yeah.
Buford won't like that.
Yeah. Thanks for being with us. Really appreciate
it. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Grantor here for their support of the Kiwanis Pass the Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready for the ultimate showdown at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships present Fight Night. Experience this adrenaline-packed night on Saturday, September 14th. Fight Night brings the excitement of amateur, pro-entitled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. This event sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria.
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Last Friday in August, the 30th of August, 7:18 in the morning. And, good morning to everybody. Things that are happening, you remember Matthew Perry when they found him dead in his hot tub?
Yes.
And he had gone to sleep. Ketamine. Ketamine overdoses. They charged five people in connection with his death there, and including his doctor. And one of the two doctors charged in connection with Perry's death is set to appear Friday in a federal court, where he's just expected to plead guilty to conspiring to distribute the surgical anesthetic. He reached a plea agreement with prosecutors and would be the third person to plead guilty in the aftermath of the fatal overdose last year. So
that's just
it's like any prescribed drug that is safe under supervision. And people, for some reason, I can understand a person who's on a opiate or something like that that's been prescribed,
maybe overdosing for whatever reason. What I don't understand is doctors and the people that are helping this individual being complicit in it. I don't understand that part, you know, that they just, you know, my cousin who was on painkillers and he'd been shot up pretty badly in Vietnam was going through the VA system. Now, this was decades ago. And they gave him, he would go through his monthly prescription in like a week, and they give him another one.
Well,
and the thing about it is that he realized at some point, he said, I'm just totally addicted to this, and turned himself in to the VA. You know, he went to the VA, and they put him into a rehabilitation center, and he kicked it and never had that problem again. But somewhere in there, somebody didn't do their job.
Well, remember Rush Limbaugh?
Well, yeah.
I mean, got addicted to painkillers, and you do just about anything in order to get your fix, including going across the border, including, you know, prescription. You include it. So according to prosecutors, this doctor's role in the scheme involved getting a hold of ketamine from his former clinic and a wholesale distributor using fraudulent prescriptions. He then supplied the drug to Placencia, who sold it to Perry for $4,500. This doctor faces up to 10 years in prison. In December, it was determined by the medical examiner that the primary cause of death was the acute effects of ketamine. We do know it as an anesthetic used in emergency rooms, but it also can be a treatment for depression and pain management.
Hmm.
Perry had been using the drug as part of an off-label treatment for depression, a practice that has grown more common in recent years. And, of course, we're realizing after his death that it transpired that Perry had been seeking more ketamine than his doctor would provide, and that he turned to Placencia. I don't know. There was somebody who was a personal assistant he said, I want one more. I want one more. I want one more. And so they did the one more, and the one more is what led to, I believe, the officials say that Perry's paid the doctors $55,000 in cash in exchange for 20 vials of ketamine from September to October of 2023. So the prosecutors are accusing the doctors of taking advantage of Perry's history of addiction, which plagued him during and after his time on Friends. So the doctor is facing multiple charges, including the illegal distribution of ketamine and falsifying records. His trial, along with Sanga's, is scheduled to begin next year. There. That's kind of what's going on that with that one.
Vivek Ramaswamy was talking about Kamala Harris's interview last night, where the commentator Dana somebody Bash said to her, "How can you know you've changed your opinion on fracking? You said there might be fracking, and then at which point she said, 'Oh no, I haven't changed. I haven't changed.' Well, she has, and she's changed. You know, she's." It says that we need a border wall. I mean, I guess they believe that voters, even when they see the evidence of the things that she has said in her own words, will say that, oh, no, that's different now. You know, I've changed my mind that this is, even though they've released 10 million people into our country, that, oh no, now we need a border wall, even though she had said, you know, that Trump's was xenophobic and that that it would never work, doesn't make people safer, so now she's talking about it. I guess they believe if they can take down, which they're trying to do as we speak, things that she has said, but unfortunately people have got copies of it and screenshots and all these things. So she is saying things that she previously had been adamant in supporting, like forcing everybody to have an electric car by a certain time. you know, 2035 or something. You know, no more internal combustion. I mean, things that she has said and now is saying, oh, well, I didn't mean it. I meant it when I said it, but I don't mean it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and unfortunately, with our media, they'll mm-hmm. let her get away with
right.
it. They'll let her get away with it. And the thing that I can see is if Trump and she have a debate, he can just use her own words and say, you said on this date that you're, you know, against fracking. You want to do away with internal combustion engines. You want to, you know, that border, which you were in charge of, no matter what you say. Oh, no, I was just finding the root causes. Whatever. You're still part of that administration. You can start with Afghanistan, with that debacle Biden and Harris.
Harris said that she has no regrets about defending the mental fitness of the 81-year-old Biden, who dropped out of the election following a disastrous debate performance against Trump in late June that raised serious questions about his cognitive abilities. Quote, she says, he is so smart and loyal to the American people, and I have spent hours upon hours with him being in the Oval Office or the Situation Room. He has the intelligence, the commitment, and the judgment and his position, and I think the American people rightly deserve in their president. Harris then made a big dig at Trump. By contrast, the former president has none of that.
Well, you know, how can she say that? I mean, when you saw it with your own eyes, and then the Democratic Party turned on him, including Harris. And turned on him. And how could she say that for all the time leading up to that, that he could handle all that. If that was the case, why didn't she come out and say, you know, come out strong on his side and say, no, he can do it. You know, he wants to stay in. I agree. He should stay in. She didn't do it.
This is what she says about the war must end, Israel Hamas. Let me be very clear. I'm unequivocal and unwavering in my commitment to Israel's defense and its ability to defend itself. Far too many innocent Palestinians have been killed. What? I'm still standing on the people that were not that are Americans that were over there, or the hostages that we're not sure if are dead or not. And the other thing is that when Netanyahu came, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
They think he's a war criminal.
Yep.
Of those people who did not come as Americans to stand, at least listen to him, you know, as a body of people, listen to, you know, talking to the Congress.
Yeah, you know, and then Waltz, he said on Thursday, admitted he misspoke about his military record. And when claiming to have carried guns in war, and he's, we make sure that, blah, 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 whatever he said, we can make sure these weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place these weapons are at. Yeah. And, of course, when pushed on the matter alongside his running mate, Vice President Harris, the governor admitted he made an inaccurate statement. I said we were talking about in this case, this was after a school shooting, and the idea of carrying, told me my grammar, my wife, the English teacher, told me my grammar is not always correct. It's not your grammar. It was a total lie. Did you misspeak? No, he lied about it. It's just another lie that this man tells about his military service. God bless him for being in the National Guard, but what he did, frankly, and leaving his men and women before they went off to combat is unforgivable to a lot of veterans. And the other things he has said were, you know, that he had received these accolades from this big chamber of commerce in, I think, Iowa or Kansas, who then said that never happened. The other things this man has said. But even then, it's, you know, that that requiring elementary schools to have tampon dispensers in the boys' bathroom. Thus his name, Tampon Tim.
All right.
I mean, it's just these things.
I just,
this is, you know, how far left. No, just how far left do we want to go in our country? I guess that's it. But here's the thing. Do we want to become a socialist country? And there lies the question. Are there that many people out there that want to turn our country into a socialist country, look at the state of California. In debt, up to our ears, homeless everywhere.
Terrible roads.
Terrible roads. It's and then they want to, and then it's constantly, people are leaving here, businesses are leaving here. Is this what you want for the whole country? It's time to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, right on 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Winners of the Best in the North State for 2 years in a row, 2023 and 2024, put on by the Record Searchlight. They didn't have a full-page ad saying, vote for me. You know, they just did their job. And they were voted the best in North State, the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. You can design your own piece of jewelry, and they will help you build it right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care.
Good morning
you.
On this Friday, the 30th of August. How are you this morning? We're going to be have a warm day today with temperatures around 100 degrees. Overnight lows would be about 71. It's currently 63 in the downtown studios. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, dedicated. Been in the business here in our area for about 17, 18 years now. They've grown from one bank, started in Red Bluff, to two branches right here in Reading. The main branch, of course, is at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center area. California Street, right down next to Jack's, is the other. As another one here, and then on Ventura Street in Anderson. They have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Cornerstone Community Bank. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Now, we're here with Roland and Janie Dillon from the Flag Center.
Good morning.
The Center of Fun.
Good morning, located on
Hilltop.
Got
everything
Tucker.
There. Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning to our morning show.
2124 Hilltop Drive.
Right. How are you guys?
Marvelous.
Marvelous.
Yeah, wonderful.
Tell us, you know, people, we have all new listeners a lot of times, or, you know, it's just we have a lot of people that probably don't know who you all are. So tell us who
yet.
You are first.
Who we are, yeah. Personally, or the Flag Center?
Let's talk right. about the Flag yeah. Store first.
Well,
and then we'll go into personal.
The Flag Center has been a Reading landmark location for now 44 years. They started in this very location at 2124 Hilltop Drive in November of 1980. And we are still at that location. We are the fourth owners of the business, and quite a Navy tradition. You may remember Carol Fielding was the first owner, kind of the founder. Well, Carol is a descendant of the Annan family. Annan is the company that makes our flags, and they've been making flags since 1847.
Oh, wow. It's a great piece of trivia there.
Yeah, they made the flag that draped Lincoln's coffin, and they have several other little historic incidences that they get to hang their hat on.
The lady that owned this shop uh-huh. was descended from the people who started the Annan Flag Company.
Yes,
and one of their flags covered President Lincoln's coffin.
Yeah. Right.
Great
wow.
story.
I
That's
had
wonderful.
No idea. I mean, you talk about
history.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Carol is a Navy wife. Uh-huh. Her husband's a Navy captain. They retired out in IGO and from the military. And Carol started the Flag Center. And when she sold it to Rich Kinney, who was also a Naval Reserve officer. And Richard then sold it when he retired to his seamstress, who sold it to us. And of course, I'm ex-Navy, so we're really proud to continue the Navy tradition at the Flag Center.
And we won't hold that against you at all. No, thank you for your service.
Yeah,
thank you for your service, Walt.
You were worth it.
You know, That's a good response, because when people tell you, you know, oh, thank you for your service, it's, I really don't know what to say. Most of the time I say it's an honor to serve this country, mm-hmm. which is kind of what you just said, except cuter. And
And that's the way, gosh, most of my fellow veterans feel like. It's serving our nation and the people mm-hmm. in our nation, I guess, is the big thing. So, okay, so what possessed you? I always ask this to a small business owner, because when people ask us, why would you start a radio station?
And we were possessed.
And we were possessed.
Yes,
we must have been possessed. Yeah, it's taken 14 years to get the devil out of us.
Yeah.
And we're still not sure that it's out, but the devil or whatever it was, that spirit. So what possessed you to get into the flag business?
Well, I put in a whole career, 50 years career in floor covering, in every direction imaginable in floor covering. I used to boast that I had a master's degree in floor covering. But I retired from that, and my wife says, you need a hobby. So,
you know what?
Was he driving?
Was he helping you?
Idle hands.
He goes, why do I need a hobby? And I said, so I don't kill you.
Right. How many women?
I remember reading about this.
Four men.
They had a retirement seminar.
Yeah.
And all the wives and husbands were in there. And the speaker set up, he said, well, one of the things, ladies, is you're going to have your husband with you all day now. And they said there was a groan that came through the whole crowd went, oh, you know, from the women. The men are going, oh. Okay, so you had to either find a hobby or she was going to whack you.
One of the two. I rolled up to the Flag Center to buy some, interestingly enough, some halyard line, because our flagpole was so old that the halyard line had broken.
Okay.
Wow. So on a Saturday morning, I drove over to the Flag Center. I was very familiar with the Flag Center, having been in Reading for these years, and I pull in, and there's a sign on the door that says business for sale. Carl, it was over. Right the moment I saw the sign, it was a done deal. I walked in and I asked the clerk, what's with the business for sale? Halyard line was on the back burner.
Yeah.
She said, well, you'll have to call the owner. Well, I said, what's the owner's number? So I, right there in the Flag Center, I pull out my cell phone and I call the owner and I make an appointment. And this was on February 25th. On April the 1st, we were in the seat.
Wow.
Owned the building.
I'm looking at Janie's face through this whole thing, and it's kind of like her eyes have not rolled. You know, Linda and I, we roll our eyes a lot. You know, but your eyes have not rolled, and you're listening to this. So on February the 25th, you called, and on April the 1st, you had it.
That was somebody who wanted to sell their business, like, mm-hmm. now. Yeah. Just make me an offer. I'm out.
March. Yeah, so you had 30 days.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
And I actually took over running the store the middle of March.
Okay.
Before we actually owned it. I was the only one there. And
You wanted to see what's up with this.
Well, you want to keep it going,
and trying to figure it out.
Yeah, trying to figure it out. Get boots on the ground, as they call it. Yeah.
Exactly. And it would seem like, oh, yeah, we sell flags. Okay. So how hard is that? Well, it's hard because I'm just...
It's one thing to do stuff online. It's another thing to have a storefront.
Right.
And the insurance. Really? People don't understand. Slip and fall insurance, workman's comp, insurance, taxes. It's a whole different thing to open. I don't care how small it is, but by the way, you've done a beautiful job creating the space that's beautiful. It makes sense. We're going to talk about these different flagpoles that you have. And there's also a fact that somebody had said recently, and we'll finish this because we've got to take a break in a minute, is that if you fly a flag, you have less chances of being broken into.
Really?
Yeah.
It was an article. It was an article,
If people are flying a flag out in front of their house, the odds of you having your house broken into have dropped. Now, I didn't glean from the article why.
Yeah.
You know, because you can read it and you can get, you know, you can do percentages and all that.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's I don't think it's patriotism.
No.
On the guy trying to break in your house. It could be a number of different things, including the belief in the Second Amendment.
Yes. Exactly. That's right. Yep. That's what I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking is that they're thinking, this guy's just waiting.
If they think.
Just, yeah.
I think we're going to toot that horn a little, Carl.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got to take a quick break. See, what do we got here?
And we are giving a flag away in this next segment to a person who, approached on Facebook because
on Facebook,
we're also
Facebook
you go
page.
Yes on our Facebook page. So
okay, this
announcing
portion
that after
of the
break.
Show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another local business, another locally owned, locally operated business, another veteran owned business is Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody's better in repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for a couple of decades. Went through the schools, but then he truly learned how to repair a windshield. He fixed a crack in my windshield 16, 17 years ago. It's like an 8-inch crack, and you still can't see it. Same truck, same windshield. And then plus little chips I get on it, he's in there and fixes it. He brings it inside, so he's got a controlled atmosphere in there so it's not sitting out in the sun. And he fixes these windshields, and he guarantees them for the life of the windshield. Don't take a chance on your safety, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Let Jeff Wurst take a look at it. You can bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis, and then he's going to fix your windshield. You're not going to be disappointed. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Again, locally owned, locally operated, better known business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Goldleaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Goldleaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Goldleaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Goldleaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studio at the KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 7:50 in the morning here on the 30th of August, the last Friday in August. You know, August has flown by. Maybe it's because we've been gone for a couple of days out of August. Got our resets. Linda took me up in the mountains on mules for a mule packing trip for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Most best birthday I've ever had. And then I went up on the MODOC trail ride, which was another great event. With made 48 new friends. Okay, 47. I'm not sure about one. We were giving away the flag. And Bruce Russell, you who entered on Facebook, now I'm going to have to go find you on Facebook and tell you you won. Of course, you may be listening right now, and if so, we're going to get a hold of you. And you won a 3x5 Annan flag made in the USA. And well, let's just ask you.
Yeah,
you're the expert.
Absolutely.
So tell us about this flag.
We're
here with Roland and Janie Dillon, who own the Flag Center. And we just heard about how they got into it and all that. Now, Annan flags are, they're hundreds of years old.
They are. Annan is the oldest flag manufacturer in the United States. And
1847.
And the largest.
Wow.
Probably the most recognized name in flags. This particular flag is made with a fabric that Annan calls Tough Tex, which is simply their name for a 2-ply spun polyester flag. It's heavy duty, all weather flag. If you're going to put one up and leave it up through day and night, rain and storm, sun and wind and all that, and not bother to take it down until it's tattered, this is the flag to have, the Tough Tex.
Well, this is what I have flying on our flagpole, along with the Marine Corps flag. And we, if you remember that that little tornado storm we had that came through two Saturdays ago, it was flying through this, and not a tear, not a wear or anything. I mean, it was flying proudly. So these are great flags. And this is what you just won, Bruce Russell.
Bruce Russell, thank you and congratulations. We'll post you on Facebook. Come on in, 1326 Market Street. And every week on Friday, it's our tradition, since we've partnered with the Flag Center, to give away one of these Annan flags to one of our loyal listeners. You know, I've gone on to Annan flags, looked it up online as you were talking about it, and, you know, I always like to see what they say as well from their headquarters. And like you were saying, it's designed to be the longest lasting flag ever made, you know, which is great.
The other thing that I have from the Flag Center is a flag pole. that two of my friends bought and then planted in my front yard without telling me. Linda was in on this.
I've been thinking about Mike today.
Mike Huber and Ted Leidy.
Yes.
And I came home from, it was Christmas, I guess.
Yes.
Something like that. And she was having me drive around town for certain, I don't know why. And then when I showed up, there it was. So we toasted it. So tell us about your flagpoles.
We have, flagpoles is an interesting little part of our business. You think about a flagpole and you see ones like the one we have over on the freeway there with I-5, which is 120 feet tall. Obviously, that's not suitable for your front yard. The ones that we are selling are the Titan brand, which is a made-in-the-USA pole. It is a telescoping pole, and people often ask me, why do you sell a telescoping poles? I want a one-piece pole. Well, the reason is freight. Freight is the reason. I can buy a 20-foot one-piece pole and have it shipped to Reading. The shipping cost alone is the price of a telescoping pole.
Wait, to ship a saddle, a 25-pound saddle across to, what was it, Iowa or someplace, $200 for that. So I can just imagine how much it would be to ship a, because they go by size.
Well, yeah, and they're, you know, the length.
Oh, yeah.
And they have to be shipped by a, you can't ship them UPS.
Okay.
They're too big.
They're shipped by a commercial carrier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Big trucks. So it's typically around $500 or $600 to have from Sacramento to us.
$500 Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, I have the telescoping pole, and I am extremely happy with this. One, it's strong. It has withstood everything. But the other thing is, it's just lift and twist, and it comes down in these sections.
Yeah.
So you can switch out. I've switched out the flag one time. That's how good these flags are. And but that telescoping pole comes down. You hook the new ones on, push it back up. You don't have to be a weightlifter. You don't have to be, a gymnast. And it goes right back up. And it's there isn't one bit of wear on that light pole. I just want you to know.
When Roland first started to bring those in, I was concerned about running it up and down.
Yeah.
And so we got my little 5-foot, 80-pound granddaughter out, and we said, run this pole up and down. And, boy, she just...
She did it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that was, for me, that was convincing that it was easy.
Well, you just have to know that you lift and twist.
Right.
Lift and twist. And because there's a little, like, pins there. Forget the pins. The pins are going to be there. And what that does, the pins hold. But you lift them and twist them, and it drops. And it's easy. And like I said, it's gone through years now, several years, and not a bit of wear on it.
Good.
We shopped and shopped before we brought in the Titan brand poles, because there are a lot of telescoping poles out there that you can buy online that are really what I call stupid cheap.
Yeah.
But they'll have a twist lock, which is like a cam lock that you would have in the leg of, say, a camera tripod.
Yeah, yeah.
And those are problematic. They just don't last. You got moving parts in there, and eventually it wears out. It's in the weather, and somebody turns it too tight, and then it's locked.
You don't have to worry about that.
Right.
Okay, you've got all types of flags, every flag you can imagine, including the Space Force flag, because we were trying to figure out what their flag looked like. And it looks like Star Trek. Not Star Wars, Star Trek.
It's a cool flag. Yeah.
It's a cool flag, and their uniforms are kind of like Trekkie. You've got state flags, military flags, custom flags. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Flag Center has been building custom flags, making custom flags, since their inception. It's always been a substantial part of the business. We make custom, you'll see the, you're a rodeo guy, yeah, Reading yeah. Rodeo. Yeah. All the flags that are paraded between the events.
Yeah,
the
flag girls. The girls advertising parade. Sponsors.
We make all of those. Those are custom flags for the sponsors. So we build all of those for Reading Rodeo, also for the Red Bluff Roundup, and other kinds of things. There's currently a flag being flown by the Rancheria.
I was wondering if that was yours.
That's our flag.
We have to run. I'm
Thank
sorry.
You
We're
so
going
to
have you back again. Flag Center located at
2124 Hilltop Drive.
All right.
Roland and Janie Dillon. It's
Thank
a
you
locally
for joining
owned,
us.
Locally operated, a veteran owned business, my friends. And they it's just great products down there. Thoroughly endorse it.
It's always good to come and spend the morning with y'all.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll be right back after the news, and hopefully Dr. Paul DeNuca joins us.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. While prices did rise again last month, the government tells us that it wasn't a huge increase.
Prices rose just 0.2% from June to July, up a bit from the previous month's 0.1% increase. Compared with a year earlier, inflation was unchanged at 2.5%. The trend of cooling price increases may clear the way for the Fed to start cutting its key interest rate next month for the first time in 4.5 years. Despite the near end of high inflation, many Americans remain unhappy with sharply higher average prices for such necessities as gas, food, and housing compared with pre-pandemic levels. Jeremy House, Washington.
Vice President Harris has changed her tune on a number of key issues, but the Democratic presidential hopeful's insisting that, in her words, my values have not changed. She and running mate Tim Walz sat for a pre-recorded interview yesterday, and it was played back last night on CNN. Former President Trump figures this is something that deserves government support. How about free IVF treatments for any interested couple? That's what Mr. Trump proposes, saying that America needs more babies.
We're pro-family. Nobody's ever said that before. But the IVF treatments are expensive. It's very hard for many people to do it and to get it. But I've been in favor of IVF right from the beginning. You know, if you talk to them, they'll say, oh, he really doesn't like, they have ads, like I'm against it. It's just the opposite.
Mr. Trump at a rally in Michigan yesterday. A Dallas police officer shot to death last night, two other officers wounded in an exchange of gunfire with a suspect who was fatally shot by police. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 27 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 68, and the S&P 19 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In theaters now, Reagan returns to office.
We are the greatest country in the world. We have just forgotten.
You can run from a bully for so long, but after a while, you're going to have to stand up to him.
I am about to start the biggest war of this century.
You told me you wanted to make a difference in this world.
What would you have me do?
I want you to fight.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Reagan, in theaters now, rated PG-13.
Hi, Eric here with Ultimate Tax Group. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, personal or business, my team and I want to help you take your freedom back. Call Ultimate Tax Group at 888-505-1099. We will stop or prevent bank levies or wage garnishments. We care and fight for our clients. Call us today, 888-505-1099, ultimatetaxgroup.com.
Some Afghan refugees overstay their welcome in Germany amid a rise in violent crime.
Berlin says the 28 Afghans, as criminals, had no right to stay in the country. Their deportation reverses a policy of not removing Afghan nationals to Taliban-ruled Afghanistan. Germany's toughened its stance on removals after immigrants were implicated in some high-profile crimes. A Syrian Islamist is alleged to have committed a deadly knife attack in Solingen, while in May, an Afghan man killed a policeman in Mannheim. Immigration is a prominent issue in two eastern German states.
The BBC's Charles Haviland. Thai officials say the bodies of three foreign workers who were trapped for days in a railway tunnel in northeastern Thailand that collapsed while under construction have been retrieved after an intensive rescue effort. The tunnel is part of a Thai-Chinese high-speed railway project. News and analysis at townhall.com. A solitary hiker is found dead in the Grand Canyon.
The National Park Service and the Coconino County, Arizona Medical Examiner are investigating the death of a man who was on a multi-day solo backpacking trip through the Grand Canyon. The 60-year-old from North Carolina was reported missing Tuesday after he had failed to check in with a family member. His body was located by helicopter near a rugged trail along a remote section of the Colorado River. The man's name and hometown were not made public. He's believed to be the sixth person to die at the canyon in less than a month, and the 14th this year. Park officials say there are usually about 10 to 15 deaths per year. I'm Ben Thomas.
Inflation is down in Europe, 2.2% this month, down from 2.6% in July. The pace of consumer price increases in the 20 countries that use the euro is now close to a 2% goal set by the European Central Bank. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody.
Okay, it's a whirlwind this morning.
30th of August, and 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning.
Very good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Before we get to the weather, Christina was driving home from her other job last night and saw a fire.
It was before I went on vacation.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, but there was a fire next to, you know, there's an open field next to Roots. And it, she said it just started. And so she called, you know, 911. And then she took her water bottle and went out there and poured water on it. And then some guy came up later or after, you know, and also. But people throwing a cigarette out there because it's so dry.
Yes.
And it's an open field. Even though the grass is cut, it still starts a fire. So, Christina, you're a heroine.
Yes.
You're a hero.
Every little bit helps. So
just let's keep our cigarettes together and not put on the grass.
Exactly. Yeah. You look at these old movies, you know how they used to throw them on the, flick them. It was like they romanticize smoking and throwing it on the ground and putting it out with their shoe. And you're like, okay, well, if 100 people did that, then you'd be walking through a ashtray, you know. So, okay, listen, moving on. 64 degrees. If you're just tuning in at 64 degrees right now, we're going to have about 100 degrees today. That's what the forecast will be, sunny and hot, with our overnight lows of around 71. Sunday, tomorrow, calls for 93. Yes, it is Labor Day weekend with 93. Beautiful tomorrow with our overnight lows of around 65. These gorgeous nights. Labor Day will be around 90, overnight lows of 66. And we know out at Holiday Harbor, it's going to be one of those crazy weekends. And while we're at it, before we do, let me first of all say the weather is always brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, where they are locally owned, obviously, 3 and 4 generations of family running this business. 365-3793 for all of your Shasta, gas and propane needs. They always give senior and veteran discounts at a veteran-owned company. So quickly wanted to do a shout-out to Kevin and the group out at Holiday Harbor. They're always so generous in donating houseboat trips, which they did for Chicks and Chaps, which was at the rodeo. And recently we just found out that they donated another houseboat trip for a fundraiser we're about ready to attend. And I texted Kevin yesterday talking about the fact that, you know, they do stay open. After Labor Day is a great time. If you haven't gone out on the lake, because it is full and it's beautiful, to go do a houseboat trip after September. In September and October, they still keep their boat rentals open. And it's a lovely time to go. This is the time I like to go. Less traffic, cooler weather, just very relaxing. So Holiday Harbor, always remember to put them in your speed dial for a great getaway. All right. Good morning. And guess who we have in the studio?
We did the weather.
We did the weather.
We did that. I'm sorry. I was just trying to catch up on other things.
We have Dr. Paul Danuka running for city council and our good friend, Dr. Danuka. How are you, Paul?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me.
You know, when you were in here before, we were talking about your ideas about medical care here in the North State. Yesterday, we had on, Sydney Stinger, who is the education officer on suicides for the County Health and Human Services. And the suicide rate in the northern region up here, but in Shasta County, is something like 26 per 100,000. And the rest of the state, it's like at 10. Now, there's, you know, you can, I think, lay a lot of this on the fact that we don't have the rural medical care that's available, especially in mental health, that and it's impacting on us. And that was, can you tell us a little bit about your plan on increasing medical care for the community?
Thank you, Carl, for the opportunity for me to talk about that. First of all, this is very close to my heart. I'm running for Reading City Council, but mental health goes much beyond and above that, above and beyond that. We have been talking about this for many years. We have had family members who have faced mental issues. I have friends who have lost lives because of these things. This is a very sensitive and heartfelt subject for us and for all of us, you know, for the entire community. We need to worry about this. So there are two things we have. One is we have a shortage of medical doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals in general. And then there is another aspect is shortage of mental health specifically. And related to that is the addiction issue, that drug rehab. So, and actually, a lot of people do not realize this, but a lot of our problem with the homelessness and petty crimes are related to mental health issues also. So this is a kind of a central subject. In California, things are much worse than the rest of the country because of many factors, including hyperinflation, very high, complex red tape in California. But our rural area is in a crisis. For example, my wife is a cancer doctor, but she's the only full-time local cancer doctor left in town. She's a dedicated doctor for 20 years. When we started 20 years ago almost, we used to have 7 cancer doctors. And now she's the only one who is full-time local doctor. So that gives you the idea of the gravity of the situation. Now, what do we do about it? We have a local short-term plan and then a long-term plan. In a local plan, we need to recruit the physicians by attracting them. A lot of these new graduates are coming out with anywhere between $250,000 to $500,000 of debt. So if we incentivize them that they need to come in our area, come into our area and stay for at least 3 to 5 years, I'm working with Partnership Health to give them an incentive for loan forgiveness, for moving expenses, practice startup expenses, so they can stay there and make a living here and stay there for at least 3 to 5 years. They have to commit to stay in our area. So that's one part of it. That's an immediate issue. Second thing is we need to work with our city and county and other stakeholders to come up with a plan to perhaps bring some of these insurance companies which take the profit out of our area to the big cities, Can we have a self-insured plans? Can we have a self-managed insurance plans? We can really provide better reimbursements to the local providers and provide the care in a streamlined fashion rather than making our patients jump through the hoops who care about it. So can we run those plans locally and manage them locally rather than Anthem Blue Cross or somebody else running it? That is a very doable thing, and I'm talking with the city and county about that. The other factor which we need to do is work with our state legislature, and I'm the president of North Valley Medical Association. I'm working with Partnership Health as well as the California Medical Association to affect some of those legislation which impact our rural area. And we are very closely working on that. One of the proposition is Proposition 35. For example, I'll tell you, recently there was a money raised for improving the healthcare for Medi-Cal patients. Governor Newsom recently kind of, I'll use the word robbed, kind of robbed that money and said, well, we are going to shift this money to general fund. So there's a Proposition 35, which we are supporting, to say that you can't do that. This money was earmarked for the Medi-Cal healthcare patients, and that needs to be preserved for that, and not just now, for even in the future. So that's working with the legislature. But in the long term, what I see is a solution is having our own medical school. I mean, if we have a medical school here, we can train not just the doctors, but nurses, nurse practitioners, PAs, anesthetists, x-ray, ultrasound techs, physical therapists, every psychologist, psychiatrist. That plan takes some time.
That's the long-term solution.
Right. But we need to work with the North State Chico area, our area, to bring a medical school here. And that will attract brightest and the best from all over the country. And that also attract well-paying jobs. It will be such a boost to our economy, because those people who train in a medical school generally live and work within 20 to 30 miles of that area. And many of the smaller cities in other states have that. We can have that. Cities like half of our size have medical schools in Midwest and Northeast. Now, coming to the mental health side, I have proposed an inpatient, residential, low-security facility to take care of mental health and drug rehab. I'm talking with Dr. Imran Khan. He is a very well-established, very well-reputed psychiatrist at Shasta Community Health Center as well as Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we talked about creating like a 30 to 40 bed mental health facility which can treat the patient in a residential system, not just outpatient, and also treat people who are suicidal or they have drug dependence, and do this in a secure fashion. That's what we need. That should be done over the next 1 to 2 years. That's what I want to do. I want a city and county and the hospitals and the clinics to work together on that. That is an imperative which we must take care of, and they'll help us with suicides, with drug rehabs, fentanyl overdose, homelessness, and also they'll help the businesses, because the businesses will have less of garbage in front of them.
Yeah, well, that's, we have to take a break here.
Yes.
But the idea that, you know, having 30 dispersed methods of, you know, of handling something, there's no unity of command.
Right,
there's
right,
no
right,
unity
right.
there that needs to have that umbrella where everybody's working toward the same thing, because so much money is being literally thrown at this, but there's no plan on how it all turns together. And I think that's what I'm hearing you say.
Clear vision and a pragmatic plan.
Okay.
We need the leadership for that.
We're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, who's running for Reading City Council. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union, Judy has been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Business owners, if you're looking at your insurance cost and the or homeowners looking at insurance costs or maybe not even be able to get insurance, give Judy a call at 530-221-5000. 0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. She's been able to find insurance for families that needed help out there insuring their property. And it appears that many insurance companies aren't writing those policies, but she has the, she has alternative ways with national insurance companies to help you. Again, give her a call, 530-221-0441. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul DeNuca.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:23 here on Friday, the 30th. It's going to be about 100 degrees today. But on Labor Day, it's going to be down all the way down to 86. Yeah. And Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Our guest is Dr. Paul DeNuca, who is running for Redding City Council. We're having all the city council candidates on, maybe twice before the election, so you can listen to them. And we talked about the health concerns we have up in the rural areas here. And Dr. DeNuca laid out his list of things he would like to see short-term and long-term. Let's go on some other ones. Cost of living is – we've got this economy that quotes on fire. All right? And yet the price of eggs have gone up 140% in 3 years. Well, the fire obviously burnt all the egg-producing facilities because everybody has lost your real wages have dropped, in some cases dramatically, even though they might have been raised is because of inflation and all these other things. One of the things you talk about is lowering our cost of living and housing. How do you do that?
That's so true. You know, every one of us is feeling this high cost of living and hyperinflation. Our dollar is not going as far. I went to the airport in San Francisco to take a flight, and a grilled cheese cost like $18.
For a grilled cheese, yeah. Well, you know, imported cheese from Sacramento. Yeah, it was imported from Sacramento. I know. I mean, I went to a burger place, right? Lynn and I were coming back to... I'm not going to even mention the place, but it was two regular cheeseburgers, fries, and a Coke. $25. $25. And I went.
Used to be under 10.
Yeah, it used to be. And then, but see, there are people that are working, literally working themselves to death.
Right.
Two income families.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still can't buy a house.
Yeah.
And, you know, and be lucky to find an apartment. So,
rents are, yeah,
what can the city do about this?
Of course, a lot of this is state of California, again, is the real problem here. But there are a lot of things which our city can do to help out our citizens. One of the things we need to do is reduce the red tape. How do we promote the housing, affordable housing, but the market rate housing and more housing construction? How do we do that? It's quite possible if we streamline the permit process, we reduce the red tape, make it easier for people to build and develop the facilities. Of course, we have to follow some standards, but the balance has really been shifted towards a state which is really draconian right now from state of California. But at the city, we can make it easier for people to navigate that process and reduce the cost of that process.
Well, that means going into the permitting and all
planning,
the management of
yes.
that. And, you know, frankly, Doctor, I've heard that for 14 years from, you know, that we need to take a look at how we do it. And sometimes there's been changes that are good, but then it seems like, I mean, this even went up to the Supreme Court.
Right.
And that ruling
right.
about
the
fees.
Grand
yeah.
The permit fees also.
Yeah, the
right
permit
right.
fees. And I mean, the guy had $20,000+ to build something on his own property that had already been built. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And you know, our city staff is very professional. They do a good job. But what they need is a leadership which can back them up when it comes to these situations and make it easier for the people to build, construct, rehab the facilities. We have a lot of some of the office spaces. We have some of the old motels which are just sitting around. How do we, because some of the cities are looking at converting the vacant of large office buildings into living spaces. We need to look at those programs here. So that is one part of it. The second thing is we also need to reduce the burden on our business owners. right now, frankly, I own 4 businesses in town, and I am tired of cleaning my properties, which is, I mean, you have had a rock thrown into your window.
And this guy was, you know, the police knew who he was, but he was a crazy, druggy guy.
Right. I have had that my air conditioning units, copper being stolen, and we had to replace them for $70,000. So we need to give our police authority and resources to clean up our streets, reduce these property crimes. That will reduce the burden on the business owners and reduce the cost also. Because right now, if you see, so many businesses are closing. Look at the popular restaurant which recently closed, you know, Chicago Cantina closed. And the one on Plaza, which recently closed in the Holiday Market area. I'm missing the name right now.
Moonstone.
Moonstone. Such a popular restaurant. My heart breaks for the business owners here right now.
Yes.
And if we do not have these businesses, we won't have the good jobs, and our cost will keep rising, and affordability will keep reducing. So that's second part of it. The third part is a fire. Our fire insurance has become a big issue because of the recent fires, and we are feeling the burden of it. And how do these fires start? Part of this is fire mitigation, but part of this is people starting the fire because in the canyons they are using the something to heat up their food or something in some camps. That needs to be cleaned up. We do those things that will reduce our cost of insurance and housing and the cost of running business. That will help our community. But then the second part we have to do is we have to also make our voice, our rural community's voice, heard in Sacramento, that you cannot just keep passing these laws which affect us without realizing how it affects us. So that is something I want to champion, that I want to be that voice of our city and impress upon the state legislatures and the governor that you are killing us. Stop doing it. Quit doing that.
Okay. That's another 3 or 4 pronged approach there. But the city, and we got to take a break, so I'll ask this question when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, been in business since 1960 and been in the same spot since 1966 or 67. I'm not sure which year that was, but that was a long time ago, my friends. Anyway, it's in the Cypress Square Barber Shopping Center. It's right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. And you can't get a better haircut, in my opinion, in this town. It's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop. You go in there, you get a great haircut, shave around your ears. They shave your neck. I mean, it's the old school barbershop. I haven't had a bad haircut there since the day I started about 17 years ago. I make appointments there at 530-244-9478. I make an appointment, so it works on my schedule. Go down, get my haircut. Lydie and I usually have ours about the same time, so we can sit there and harass each other across the way while Kim and Logan cut our hair. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Get ready to rock your boots off with Montgomery Gentry. Featuring Eddie Montgomery in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, September 6th. Saddle up and experience an unforgettable night as Eddie performs your favorite duet hit, as well as his solo debut, Ain't No Closing Me Down. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning on this Friday, the 30th day of August, as we are nearing during the weekend here, as we approach Labor Day. We have about 100 degrees. That's our forecast today with overnight lows around 71. Tomorrow will be 99, sunny and hot. Clear skies, though, with 69. And Labor Day will be sunny with a high near 90, overnight lows of 66. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We are here this morning with our good friend, someone who we've been on his table, but he's a dear friend as well, and that's Dr. Paul DeNuca. He is running for Reading City Council. And one of the things we talked about at the break, and I wanted to share with our listeners, Dr. DeNuca, is that you were discussing how are like a lot of the forefathers of Reading for a couple generations here that have helped build this beautiful city that we've decided to live in are passing. And that we're at this stage right now for the future generations. Now you've got two daughters and one's going to be graduating medical school, wants to come back. Another one's in medical school, wants to come back. And a son who's teaching in various areas that want to come back. And that's what we want to try to create with our city, is to have an environment where people want to come live here, raise their children, have safe streets, et cetera. We discussed it at the break, yes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All my three children graduated from the local high schools here. And I want them to fly, and I want them to come back.
Yes.
I want them out of the house, but I want you to come back when you're finished.
Yes, spread the wings, see the world, learn, get some degrees, and come back. And one is going to be an OBGYN, doctor. So the second one, a family practice doctor. Third one is a teacher. And they all want to come back now. And I love that. And I want to keep it that way. We have been very blessed. You know, between Pramila, my wife, and she is a cancer doctor, as I mentioned earlier, between her and I, we have taken care of hundreds of thousands of patients in our area. We have had the privilege to do that. That was our privilege. That has been so nice to us. This place has been really a blessing to us. And we need to make sure that we keep it that way and make it better, and we make it great for our next generation. That's why we are working on that. You know, we have been so blessed about it. So I am absolutely committed to work in a united fashion, and I'm sure with a united purpose, we can make this place not just thrive, not just survive, but thrive. We can make Reading a destination city where everyone wants to come, where everyone says, hey, look at Reading. Rest of California says, hey, look at Reading. That is an example they want to follow. I'm absolutely committed to doing that, and I'm sure we can do that.
Well, you see the development downtown. KQ is getting ready to open up this marketplace next year. And, you know, it's something different. The growth of downtown, the reestablishment of places to live and all this to make it where you can walk through our city. There's so many things that you can do just by coming down on any evening and walking around. Maybe not when it's 112, but
it's
most
dry
of the year.
It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat, yes. Okay. There have been plans that have been put forth by the city, and for the Reading City Development Plan, but now the riverfront that the city spent about $1 million plus on to come up with this riverfront plan on development, or maybe non-development. They've asked for they've asked for comments. They've had different meetings. What are your thoughts on the development of the river? And we're talking, as everybody knows, down there where the Civic is, where the rodeo grounds are, and that area there.
We have such a beautiful river running through our city. We should be known as a river city, and where people can come. And I want to see the growth there. I want to see the development there. But I wanted to see that in a fashion that preserves our tradition, preserves our lifestyle, and preserves the beauty of the river. There are things which we need to be cautious about. We do not want it to become a completely commercialized or an affordable housing there on the river itself. So we need to do those things mindful of our tradition and with an eye on the future to develop those facilities. You know, part of that is rodeo ground. The rodeo needs to be there. The part of that is developing a riverfront entertainment district where people can come, enjoy the music, and have some boutique shops, some eating places, restaurants. But it has to protect the riverfront itself. It should be kind of a little bit away from the river. There should be a strip so that people can enjoy the natural beauty of that. Kayaking, it has to be tasteful. It has to be aesthetically pleasing. That's what I want to see there. But I don't want to see the housing projects there.
So do you believe that the rodeo ground should stay?
Don't give me a reason why it shouldn't.
Okay.
I would like the rodeo to grow. I would like them to use that ground for the rest of the year for many other things, to bring more things there. That's what I would like to see.
I think that can happen for sure. The part about I think everybody would like to see some changes down there. Some of the ideas they had were like an overlook of the river. People can walk out on that. Areas where people can fish, all these things. However, when it gets down to it, it's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars to do something like this. I mean, you can bring in private people to do certain aspects of it, but is the city, should the city be running this or this whole project once it starts? And where does the money come from?
So I'm big on private enterprise. It should be done privately, but with a public partnership, with the public guidance. The city's role should be to facilitate a tasteful, aesthetically pleasing development which is family-oriented and safe. City should not be running it.
Mm-hmm.
How will the money come? So let me get back to that part.
Okay, get back to that part right after this break. We'll be right back. Because that's going to take longer than it comes.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Here it is on Labor Day weekend. It's, you know, on other weekends like Memorial Day and Veterans Day and all this, you know, remind people that it's not just all about barbecues and baseball and, you know, being on the lake and all that. But on this weekend, yes. Yes, it is. Have a great weekend out there and be safe. We will be back here on Monday morning on Labor Day. And what are we doing? We're laboring. So I think
I want to just bring something
business.
Quickly.
Well,
there's,
let me, oh, okay.
Go ahead. Carvin Jones will be performing tonight at Axiom Theater. I'll be attending. This is the proceeds. He's doing a benefit concert for Shasta County Arts Council. We know how important that is. Next week on Thursday night, I'll have Nancy Hill on, and we're going to be discussing all the things that are happening around Reading. Of course, the first Friday is a major event that brings out art. It's called Sip Shop, Support Local, all of the stuff that goes on in the first Fridays. But if you're looking to go to a great blues concert tonight, there's two or three different acts that are going to be happening. But, of course, with Carvin Jones, and that's happening at Axiom Theater tonight. There's still tickets available, so see you there.
Okay, one of our avid listeners texted me and saying the Riverfront Plan is a plan, not a project. Okay, I misspoke maybe. I did. People will propose private projects to the city via the Planning Commission. The hundreds of millions of dollars you speak of will be private capital like any other project, which is what you just said, Dr. Danuka.
Yes.
The plan will allow certain types of development in various areas. Oh, and it includes Park Marina. Absolutely. And when I asked Dr. Paul Danuka, our guest, who is running for Reading City Council, about that, and you are an avid supporter of a private-public kind of partnership, and it's going to have to be like that. The city is not equipped, nor do they have the money.
It should be mostly private.
Mostly private, but the city's going to have to be able to have the final say on what's going on
and facilitate
there.
People should have the final say.
So okay. All right.
It's a public property. You can't just give it away to your you cannot play favorites there. So right. That is the thing which we have to make sure that people feel involved, heard, and they feel that it's transparently done. And that's what I want to bring to the city council. Transparency, honesty, and fairness.
You know, the city council over the last couple of years has been a 3-2 on many of the issues out there. Julie Winter, who has done admirable work down there at the city council, is not running again. So there's going to be a shift in that. I mean, Julie's not running again. Mike, of course, was replaced by Joshua Johnson, who was appointed by Tanessa Audette. So the working together is very important, as we have seen over at the Board of Supervisors. It's become very volatile at times there, and you don't see that at the city council, thank God. So what's your plan on things like, you know, working with people that may disagree, well, that will probably disagree on some of your ideas?
Actually, disagreement is good. Diversity of the ideas is what brings growth. But what you have to do is a fairness, transparent, and honest. I know Mike DeQuisto was in favor of leaving the council seat open so that people can have a say in the election. And I agree with him, because getting elected brings certain legitimacy. And whichever side you are on, we want this country, our city, to be run by elected people, not appointed people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important, to have that legitimacy and have that transparency. Otherwise, it is it kind of, people feel that they're not being heard and they're not getting involvement. So I hope to, and I will bring that kind of leadership, which is fair to everyone,
mm-hmm.
which is transparent and involves the people. I will absolutely make sure of that.
The running of the city council, the board of supervisors just gave themselves a raise to something like $80,000 a year. The city council makes all of $600 a month, $400 after taxes. Do you think that if there was a if they were making a couple grand a month, it would bring in more people that to run? Because this is a lot of time. You've got a very busy practice, as we all know, and yet you're going to be working overtime for the city for free.
Carl, as you know, I have been blessed. My wife and I have received everything from this place. Our family has received everything from this place. Whatever we have today, we owe it to Reading and our area, this kind, generous community. I have more than I ever need or want. I'm not worried about those things. My focus is singularly on how do I make this place better than I received. How do I make this place greater for our next generation? I'm not worried about how much money they make or they do not make. I have an old Ford F-150 truck, and it has 115,000 miles on it.
It's not as old as mine, but it's pretty old, yeah.
I'm happy with what I
have. Doctor, what I'm getting here from you is you want to make it a place that our kids could come back to.
Right.
Many people have left here, and many have come back,
yes.
though, because they want to raise their kids
it's
here.
It's the most kind and generous community you can find.
You mentioned the fact that the state makes laws that make sense for L.A., does not make sense for up here in our region.
They're forgetting when we exist. We need to tell them that we do exist and our voice matters. And this is a lifestyle, this is a life which is worth preserving. We need resources, we need local control on those things.
The tax base seems to be dropping, from what I understand. Your overall plan is to increase the tax revenue by bringing in new businesses and not raising taxes.
Growing the economy.
Okay.
Growing the economy, growing the business, supporting the businesses. And like as I said, medical school is going to be such a huge boost, not just for the shortage of the healthcare workers or mental health here, but also to our economy. That is going to attract so many people. So let me give you a quick example of that. Right now, if you want to train as a nurse practitioner, PA, X-ray tech, even X-ray techs or respiratory therapists, we do not have the training programs for these things. So what do our people do? They go outside, they spend their money outside, and they may or may not come back. I want to reverse that trend. I want the rest of California, rest of the country to come to Reading to learn. Spend the money here, pay their tuition here, and then start the business, work in our economy, bring their spouses here. We want to reverse that trend. And that also will give one more thing, and this is very important to my heart, that will also inspire our next generation. Because if you see, as you said, bringing earlier, a lot of mental illnesses, drugs, suicide risk, they are a disease of hopelessness. They're a disease where there is no inspiration. So I want to inspire our next generation. When they see that they can be an X-ray tech or a doctor or a nurse or whatever, that will inspire them. That will keep them away from that hole in the heart.
Okay. We got 2 minutes. And how do people get a hold of you or your campaign? You said you had told me during the break that you had been the Republican Party here in Shasta County had
Yes, I'm the only endorsed candidate in my race from Shasta GOP, and I got nearly unanimous votes for that. I'm very thankful for that. And it's a non-partisan election, so I'm happy to have their endorsement, but I have a lot of people on the Democrat side also who are endorsing me and supporting me, because in this town, in this race, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So
you're right. It's people ask us why we don't endorse. It's because one, we truly appreciate everybody that runs for office in our community. You know, we may not agree with them, but you know what? God bless them for standing up and throwing their hat in the ring and being the man and the woman in the arena, as Teddy Roosevelt said. That's not going to stop. So final thoughts.
I humbly ask for your vote and your support. Please go to my website, Dr. Paul Dhanuka, that's drpauldhanuka.com. Help us out, share the word, and support us, endorse us. And every dollar counts. Please contribute to it. And also, if there's an event tomorrow, I'll be selling vegetables, organic vegetables, and fruits between 11 to 2 at Lionheart Orchard, which is a certified vegetable and fruit orchard.
Okay, where's that at?
That's at 12651 Glideway, Reading. 12651 Glideway, Reading, between 11 to 2 tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Dr. Dhanuka. Hey, everybody, have a great Labor Day weekend. Sue is off on vacation, so Linda and I will be back Monday with Enjoy. And there's another group that I'm not sure even know about it yet, but they're going